This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The man in the yellow sweatshirt is livid. Let's go, man. After his car was clipped Saturday night here in Jackson Heights.
This is an accident. Accidents do happen. Calm down. I'll give you whatever you need to get. He said, okay, pay me up now.
I need money right now.
But Mohi Ahmed did not have the $1,000 the man was demanding for repairs.
And he said that I'm going to kill him now. Then I said, no, you are not touching my son. And then immediately he hit me.
One right hook. Mohi's son Adele watched his father fall to the ground here on 70th Street.
And then I've never seen my dad knocked out and put in such a humiliating way like this. Never. You know, and I just did the loudest yell that I could possibly do. I just, like, it was so loud, but I wanted to cry. I couldn't.
A woman was with the guy in the sweatshirt. She tried to stop him, but then watch as he goes after Adele.
At that point, you know, I think you saw I was kind of in a prone position, so I just kind of did this, and, you know, I could hear, you know, pound, pound, pound.
Police say the attacker took their phones and wallet.
But me, I was just shaking on control.
I don't want anybody else to go through it. Because the guy, he did it to me, he will do it to somebody else. Maybe next time it will be worse.
And while the welts are starting to heal, the emotional wounds are raw.
I was embarrassed that I couldn't do anything to protect my father. That this man just trampled, you know, on our dignity, that was
really sad to see. What are your reactions now when you see something? Could this, if someone was trained, you know, a level of blue belt?
If he knew, you know, jiu-jitsu, there's absolutely no way that would have happened. He definitely had the elements to control his opponent. That's number one. Unfortunately, we live in a world that is, you know, getting crazier and crazier by the minute. And people like that are not going to disappear. Aggressors and attackers like that, criminals, should be punished, you know, to the full extent of the law. But sometimes you just can't expect somebody to be protecting all the time. That is the importance of knowing how to defend yourself. This man should learn, find a place where he can learn to defend himself and practice that. And that would be good for him, give himself confidence and the ability to defend himself. But ultimately, you just don't count on people being around to protect you. You have to know how to do it yourself. And again, those hoodlums are going to be around forever. It's part of life. So,
yeah, just it has me thinking, just, you know, because a lot of people train jiu-jitsu, but the butterfly guard and other things, it's effective when you're playing sports jiu-jitsu, but just knowing the core elements of Gracie Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is what we teach at our academy also. And this is what the Gracie system is about, is teaching you how to defend yourself in these situations.
Absolutely. The idea of jiu-jitsu has always been prepare you to defend yourself. It's a self-defense system.
So, yes.
The best, you know what I'm saying? So if you're just going to see the sportive aspect of jiu-jitsu, which is really good, nothing wrong, you know, how to, you know, spar on the ground and roll around and stuff like that is great. But sometimes what happens is an individual goes into a school where the focus, for example, is sportive jiu-jitsu, right? So the guy's training up, goes up in the ranks, you know, blue, purple, brown, eventually gets a black belt, wins a tournament as a black belt, and because he was able to hold a certain position, he gets an advantage, and now he wins a tournament, and now he's got a black belt, and now he opens up a school. He opens up a school, and he's going to teach what he knows, which is the same concept of this sport, which we just went on, depriving his students from learning the ultimate program of self-defense, which is basically the idea behind jiu-jitsu to begin with. So because the focus is going to be just on the sparring aspect of it and the sportive aspect of it, the students will never have the opportunity to learn something that could protect them in a real-life situation. That is the problem. And in fact, this book here that my father did called Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, which is now available, the revised edition, we're doing a special sale on the book. If you go to Amazon, you can find it over there for a special price, $25 off. Covers all the stand-up techniques, exactly the stuff you're talking about, which is the moves like this that shows you what to do in different circumstances, that if you get, you know, find yourself in different positions, and some, no matter what that is, it covers all the different possibilities, like different attacks and stuff like that. This is the original self-defense program that my father developed. back in the 50s for the original Gracie Academy in Brazil and so forth. I highly recommend that you practice not only this kind of techniques, but find a school where self-defense is the focus. You know, that's the idea.
I saw one time a video, and this is how, just stressing how important it is, like basic things like headlock escape, because someone can go ahead and hold your head, and just by knowing the proper technique of turning in towards the person instead of away, because I saw a video where someone was choking someone, and the person turns their head opposite, and what happens? They end up in a choke now. And yeah. The person ended up going unconscious. And now the person who's holding it, he doesn't know to let go, and he continues to hold. So only God knows if he ended up, you know, brain damage, kill the guy. Yes. But if you know just from a few one class that you end up going to, and you learn the techniques, you know, from that class, that can be applied right away if something was to go down.
Absolutely. It can make all the difference. Knowing what to do and not knowing makes all the difference. You know, down the street, you don't know if you turn left or right. You know, yeah. You go left, it goes to one place, you go right, you go in another direction. So having a little bit of knowledge, and this program was devised to teach you the whole general concept in like 36 classes. It's basically, it's all you need, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you get the basics on that, no matter what situation you find yourself in, eventually, at least you have an idea of which way to go. It makes a huge difference.